Welcome to episode 145 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes that object so interesting to astronomers. So, I will now run the random number generator.
Game over.
So another vacuum tube exploded, and then the random number generator failed. I really should stop buying those discount vacuum tubes. They keep on breaking. Just give me a moment to replace the broken one. And let's start the random number generator again. The coordinates from the random number generator are 15 hours, 18 minutes, 16.8 seconds right ascension, and plus 49 degrees, 4 minutes, 34 seconds declination. This episode's coordinates point to the star system PSR J1518 plus 4904, located at a distance of 2,635 light-years, or 808 parsecs, in the constellation Bootes. The PSR in this star system's name indicates that it contains a pulsar, which is a rapidly rotating neutron star that was once the core of a very large hydrogen-burning star that exploded as a supernova, but that is now just a ball of neutrons. However, as the ball of neutrons rotates, it emits electromagnetic radiation from its magnetic poles. The J and the numbers afterwards in the object's name indicate the coordinates of the star system. The pulsar was discovered in a survey with the Green Bank 140-foot radio telescope in 1994. However, this star system does not contain just a pulsar. Based on measurements of the periodic Doppler shifting of the electromagnetic radiation emitted by the pulsar, astronomers have determined that the system also contains a second neutron star, which, to be clear, is not a pulsar, but is still interesting nonetheless. In fact, PSR J1518 plus 4904 is one of the very few binary neutron star systems known. Although for reasons I don't quite understand, these things are commonly called double neutron star systems and not binary neutron star systems. In general, star systems containing a pulsar and a second neutron star are rather interesting objects for people to study, in part because they provide astronomers with opportunities to precisely determine the masses of the neutron stars. Without seeing neutron stars in orbit around each other or around other objects, we just would not be able to determine their masses. However, double neutron star systems can also provide other uniquely useful information, which I will explain later. So let's run through some numbers for this star system, which hopefully won't get overwhelming or sound too much like one of those number wang sketches by Mitchell and Webb. The pulsar, or the neutron star that we can see is rotating, has a rotation period of 40.93 milliseconds and a mass of 1.47 times the mass of the Sun. The second neutron star, which we cannot see rotating, has a mass of 1.25 times the mass of the Sun. Unfortunately, I don't have any good numbers for the diameters of these two stars, but based on the measurements of other neutron stars, the two neutron stars in PSR J1518 plus 4904 should have diameters between 20 and 30 kilometers. These two neutron stars orbit each other once every 8.63 days. While the orbits of the stars are not close to circular, but actually slightly elongated, like the orbit of Pluto, the approximate distance between the two stars is commonly reported as 20 light seconds, which is the distance that light travels in 20 seconds, Alternately, this separation can be described as 0.04 astronomical units, or 0.04 times the distance from the Earth to the Sun. Additionally, the distance can be described as about 15 times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, or 8.6 times the radius of the Sun. As you might or might not imagine, placing two objects with such large masses and small diameters so close together could cause some uniquely weird physics effects. Rather remarkably, though, this system isn't extreme enough to produce the most exotic relativistic effects that people are interested in. The stars orbiting each other at less than 1% the speed of light, which means that the stars are only, quote, mildly relativistic, unquote. Sort of like how someone who really likes spicy Mexican food might describe a habanero chili pepper as only, quote, mildly hot, unquote. In any case, PSR J1518 plus 4904 cannot be used to test some of the more extreme aspects of general relativity, but it has been possible to observe one rather interesting relativistic effect in the system, and that is something called the Shapiro effect. The theory behind this effect was developed by Erwin Shapiro in 1962, who suggested that light traveling near a massive object like the Sun might be slowed down a little bit because of the effects of the increased gravitational field on the speed of light. Shapiro tested his theory using radio waves transmitted to and reflected off of the surface of Venus when it was almost but not quite on the other side of the Sun. However, PSR J1518 plus 4904 contains two objects more massive than the Sun, but much, much smaller, and therefore denser than the Sun. The gravitational forces near the surface of one of these neutron stars will be a few billion times stronger than the gravitational forces near the surface of the Sun. So the Shapiro effect observed in the double neutron star system will be much stronger. In fact, even though initial mass estimates for the two neutron stars came from the orbits of the stars around each other, these mass estimates were refined by watching the change in the periodicity of the pulsar signal as it passed behind the second neutron star in the system, and as the second neutron star's gravitational field slowed down the electromagnetic radiation from the pulsar. So this is not quite the end of the research that can be done with PSR J1518 plus 4904. Quite a few questions remained about how double neutron star systems form. In these systems, both neutron stars are expected to have been created through supernova explosions that take place at different times, and the second star to explode could kick the first neutron star out of the system. In fact, one hypothesis is that, in PSR J1518 plus 4904 specifically at least, the second supernova explosion was symmetric, which would have avoided kicking the first neutron star out of the system. Also, while it is generally expected that rapidly rotating pulsars like the one in PSR J1518 plus 4904 could be sped up by gravitationally stripping away material from their companion stars before they explode, this theory still needs some refinement. Additionally, double neutron stars are expected to merge over time, and while the merger of the two neutron stars in PSR J1518 plus 4904 will take place far in the future, it could form both a gamma ray burst and some very strong gravitational waves. So for people who really like to study the formation and evolution of very rare double neutron star systems, PSR J1518 plus 4904 is quite an interesting object to look at. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of PSR J1518 plus 4904 in the sky is in the Pacific Ocean, slightly more than 200 kilometers offshore from Vancouver Island. This is a place where aircraft and ships pass through when traveling between North American cities such as Seattle and Vancouver, and various places in East Asia. It also occasionally sees commercial fishing activity. While somewhat interesting, it's a bit hard to relate that to anything involving double neutron star systems. The website for this podcast is www.randomastronomicalobject.com, which you can visit to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesound Project at www.freesound.org. Thanks for listening.